Well, the Reserve Bank Board is meeting this lunchtime to decide whether or not to cut the cash rate to a new historic low of 1%. It follows months of disappointing data on the Australian economy. To talk us through what the Reserve Bank Board might have to say later today, I'm joined now in the studio by business reporter David Taylor. David, we've been hearing that even though it cut rates last month, the Reserve Bank is gearing up again. What are economists saying today about the likelihood of a cut?
Look, Eleanor, I think the markets is probably the best place to look at the likelihood of a rate cut. And the money markets are pricing in a 70% chance that interest rates will fall to 1%, or the official cash rate, I should say, should fall to 1%. Now, the key aspect of this, of course, is that if the Reserve Bank does cut the cash rate, there's an element, so why is there an element of it not being 100%? There's this suggestion that if the Reserve Bank cut last month and then again this month, that it might spook the horses, that it might create some sense of, I hate to use the word panic, but you know, if Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg are saying the economy is going okay, Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank, is saying the economy is going okay, just needs a little bit of push. Everyday folks out there might think, well, we had a cash rate cut last month and then again this month. What's that telling us about the economy? It might actually have the opposite effect to what the policymakers are hoping for, in the sense that they might think, well, yes, we want to get consumers spending again because they'll have more money in their pockets if the interest rates come down. But what if this is telling us that there's worse to come?
And retailers were, in fact, warning about that today, weren't they?
Indeed. And that's you've hit the nail on the head with this cycle that everyone's worried about, because if there are lower interest rates, maybe businesses can spend more, can hire more people, then can get more money in their pockets to spend at the shops, and that means they can get more profits and hire more. And it's all tied up in this retail sector. But yes, if there's an element of businesses worried about the future, consumers worried about the future, why are we seeing, you know, more government spending, tax cuts, interest rate cuts? It just might create an even lower consumer sentiment than we have now, and that could hurt the economy.
But of course, the Reserve Bank is looking at a range of economic figures that have been coming in, and coming in quite negatively over the last few months. What are likely to be the most persuasive numbers that they'll look at?
Look, I think it is front and centre, the unemployment rate. So the jobless rate at the moment is above 5%. The Governor, Philip Lowe, says it needs to come under 5%. We talk about full employment, and I guess most folks would think full employment means that everybody has a job. That's not the case. Full employment basically means if you want a job, you can have a job. So in that sense, if the Reserve Bank can get the unemployment rate under 5% to what it calls the full employment rate of 4.5%, then that'll be enough to get wages lifting, because there'll be enough people in jobs to have bargaining power, to get higher rates of pay, to go out in the shops, spend up with confidence, and of course the economy, the economic machine kicks in. It actually looks like the unemployment rate's going up, though, at the moment. And the Reserve Bank has said over and over again, it's looking at the trend unemployment rate, and that looks to be rising. So it's just a very tricky spot to be in at the moment. It looks like the jobless rate is going in the wrong direction.
A difficult decision for the board. David Taylor, thank you.
Thanks.